This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Live and Learn. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Two things are certain during every festive season: special operations and massive traffic jams. 2016 is the 10th year of Op Selamat, yet despite heavier police presence and repeated calls by the authorities to drive safely, the number of road accidents increased. According to the Transport Ministry, the 15-day Hari Raya period saw more than 20,000 road accidents with 299 road fatalities. That is about 20 deaths per day. Datuk Arifin Chemat is Director General of the Road Safety Department, and he joins me today to talk about the underlying causes behind these grim statistics and what we can do to make our roads safer. Datuk, the Road Safety Department was established September 15, 2004. Perhaps we can start with its history. What gave rise to its creation back then, and how has its role evolved during the past 12 years?
Okay, the establishment of the Road Safety Department, or JKJR, the main objective is for advocacy, you know, to advocate people, you know, to create more awareness. But for sure, I think when you talk about the main objective is to plan, to formulate, and then to implement and coordinate road safety policies, plans, and regulations. And also, you know, we are coordinating, you know, road safety programs involving many agencies, especially the government agencies. And also, we coordinate, implement road safety campaign at the national level to educate all the road users.
I mentioned Op Selamat earlier, which is now in its 10th year of operation, but there is also an Ops Bersepadu. Perhaps you could talk about the differences as well as explain how operations like these are coordinated.
Okay, the coordination between all the agencies, especially like JKJR, we are mainly concerned, you know, about the giving the awareness, you know, to the all the road users, whereby the like JPJ and then the PDRMs, you know, they are mainly concerned about enforcement. They do the enforcement. But the enforcement also is part and partial of the education, you know, because we are giving, you know, all these summons, but we want to educate the people, especially the users, you know, to obey or to follow the law. That is the main things that we do.
And when it comes to these operations, how are they coordinated?
Okay, the ops, you know, we have festive seasons, you know, that we have two ops, you know, at the moment. You see, we have Op Selamat, which is under PDRM, and then they have another ops, you know, that Op Adi Raya Adi Fitri, you see, for the JPJ or RTD. But JKJRs, we're going to have another section, you know, with all the agencies, you know, that we try to coordinate, that we try to have only one ops, you know, so that's why we want to call it Ops Padu. So if we have that, and then all the agencies we bring together, because we are having same objective, so we are having a same target, you see, that to make our roads, you know, safe. So we try to bring them together starting from this year. That's why for this anniversary, we have same teams. Then we have also the same date when we do the operations. So these are the things that we're going to do. And then later part, you know, during the Chinese New Year, we're going to have together. We bring all the agencies together. Then we can have more effective manners, you know, that we can implement. So every agency is going to coordinate each other, and then we don't have any overlapping scenario.
And JKJR's role in all this would primarily be coordination and education?
Yeah.
Okay. Over 20,000 road accidents, close to 300 deaths this Raya.
Yeah.
After 10 years, what are we getting wrong? Where can we improve?
Okay, in fact, looking at the many things, you know, that what caused the accident happen, you know, that we can look at into three main things. Number one, we are talking about human factors. Number two, we are talking about environments, which is we talk about the road, status of the road, and so on. And the third one is engineering, which regards to the vehicle on the roads, whether they are really fit to be on the road or not. So these are the three main things that we always thought of when we are talking about the accident. So based on that percentage, the highest is the human factor. It's about 80%. So now what we want to do is they want to change the mindset, and they want to change the attitude, you know, of the drivers. So that's why we have the education to be in place, especially to the youngs, you know, especially to the children, you know, at the schools. So we have a syllabus where, you know, they teach in the schools. And then we also have another part that next year we're going to have for the secondary schools. So these are the things that we want to do. Then this is going to be the long-term process. So we hope, you see, our young generation, you know, their attitude is different and their mindset also different. They're more concerned, you know, about the road safety.
What are some of the key ways that Malaysian drivers, you know, have bad behaviours? What are some of the key behaviours that you look at and you think, okay, no, this is something we must change?
Yeah, in fact, when we look at the overall drivers, you know, I think, number one, if you talk about awareness, they do aware because they are competent driver. They have the driving license. But when they are on the roads, then make a lot of difference, you know, because sometimes, you know, the environment change them. Especially during the traffic jam, you know, you can have a lot of people, you know, who are using, you know, the emergency lanes. And then they also, you know, when they try to reach their destination, they also sometimes, you see, that lack of, sometimes you really change your attitude because you want to reach your destination faster.
You're in a rush. Yeah.
In the rush. So, and sometimes that's why, you know, you have a problem where, you know, you have a restless drivers, you know, on the road and so on. So these are the things that I think we need to change, you know. But maybe, you know, for the Gen X, I think maybe a little bit difficult. That's why we put enforcement, you know, is one of the ways, you know, that we can change the attitude. Otherwise, you know, it's very difficult.
So how do we address human error in your advocacy and road safety programs?
Okay. Looking at the factors, as I mentioned, you know, that 80%, you know, human errors. So what we do, you see, like previous, the recent campaign that we have, that we want people, you know, all the road users, number one, before they drive, you know, they have to plan. They have to plan the journey. Number two, you know, they also have to make, or to make good, you see, for their vehicle, you see, that to fit, you know, to be on the roads. And number three, you know, rest. That is very, very important. And then number four, you see, try not to, you know, drive, you see, or speeding, you know, there's another thing. So there are the things, you know, that they have to consider, you see, before. Because sometimes we have to fit either mentally or physically. So if you are sick, also you cannot drive. So this is also very important. So that's why these two things also must be together.
And do you notice any difference in terms of distance? I mean, are these behaviours similarly bad whether people are driving short distance or long distance? Because when we talk about raya, it's generally long distance driving.
No, in fact, I think either short or long journey, I think it depends on the individuals. You know, because sometimes, short also, if you rush also, if you go to office, you rush also, same thing. So it doesn't make any difference, you know. But normally, when we see the trend, normally it's long distance, it's more reckless.
According to a University of Michigan study from 2014, Malaysia has the 17th most dangerous road in the world with 30 deaths per 100,000 individuals. Mm. The world's average is about 18. So instead of an operation only during holidays, should we have some sort of version of Op Selamat ongoing all year, you know, to make up for this alarming statistic?
Yeah, in fact, based on the recent statement by the PDRM, I think maybe we're going to have that. You know, because if you have only seasonal, and then maybe we cannot change the attitude. So if you have, you know, frequently, because at the moment, you see, we do have, you know, Ops Padu, but not in the big scales, very small scale, you know, just, you know, like JPJ, they do with the PDRM and so on, but very small scale. But if you have the, like festival, the festive Ops, and then maybe a bigger size, and then maybe we can have, you know, that target we can achieve. No, that I think that will be the factors that maybe we can put in and then maybe we can implement it.
The Royal Malaysian Police, or the PDRM, manages the whole operation. But because JKJR is at the front lines of road safety advocacy and education, are your findings and feedback taken into consideration by PDRM when they execute operations?
Yeah, in fact, the last 2 weeks, you know, we have a meeting, you know, with all the agencies involved in the ops, you know. So we try to bring them together, because we in Malaysia, you see, we have so many agencies, you know, involved in the ops. So if we want to be more effective, so we need to bring them together. And then if we can have that together, same time, and then we can have the manpower also, we can optimize the manpower. Also the budget also, we can optimize the budget. So we can have more, and then we can have, you know, more more coverage, you know, rather than, you know, we, every single agency do it on their own.
Have you observed any changes of strategies in terms of how the operations are conducted? You know, based on how this is the 10th year, has it changed?
Yeah, in fact, yes. Every year, you know, we change. Like JKJR, our campaign also, we focus on two things, you know, this year, which is buckle up. That means you are using the seat, you have to use the seat belt. And then second one, you know, talking about the children, so you have to use the seat belt. This is our JKJR. We have to concern about these two things. But we're better the police, you see, they are concerning, you know, more on the IPTAs. And then the students, you know, who are traveling, you know, with the motorbikes, motorcycles, see, from either from KL to their destination, either very far from Johor to Johor, you know, to Kelantan. So they want to create the awareness, you know, especially, you know, to the new to young generation, that they should think of, you know, their safety, you know. Even though they want to go back for the festival, but if you don't reach your destination, and then it's very bad, you see. So I think every year we do have, you know, the focus, you know, for the target group that we're going to have.
I'm speaking today with Dato' Arifin bin Chemat, Director General of the Road Safety Department, or JKJR. We're talking about how to keep our roads safe. Up next, we find out more about things like dangerous road conditions, potholes, and so on. You are listening today to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. My guest today, Dato' Arifin bin Chemat, Director General of the Road Safety Department, or JKJR. We're talking about how to keep our roads safe, considering that we saw an increase in road accidents. We saw an increase in road accidents over the festive period this year. Now, aside from human error, driver behavior, the other two commonly cited reasons for road accidents are unsafe vehicles, as you mentioned, as well as dangerous road conditions. From your perspective, do you have to factor issues like potholes or uneven roads into your motorist education?
Yeah, okay. let me put this way. When we talk about the road safety, we have the principle, we call it 5 E's, which is involving, number one, we are talking about engineering. Number two, we are talking about education. Number three, we are talking about enforcement. Number five, we are talking about environments. And number five, you know, we are talking about the evaluation. So these are the pillars or principles that we have to put in, you know, if we are talking about the campaign or education or what, you know, for the road safety. Okay? As I mentioned earlier, when you talk about engineering, and then you look at the vehicles, okay? You also look at the roads, you know, the condition of the road and so on. When you go to the second one, education, that how you can make, you know, these drivers, you know, because when you have a CDL, you are supposed to be competent. But whether you are competent enough or not is another issue, you know. So if you are talking about education, and if they have the CDL, I suppose, you know, they should competent to be on the road. And then the third one, we are talking about enforcement. So this one is to discipline, you know, or we want to create the POBC, exception of being caught. So in other words, you know, that when you are driving, it seems that you remember that somebody is watching you when you are driving. So that's why I want to create that. So when you have all these things in place, and then for sure, I think, that we can change the attitude of the people.
You wrote on JKJR's website about the need for road safety education in schools and in universities. Yeah. Are there programs like that in place at the moment?
Yes, there is. Okay, when we look at the... at the moment, we are doing a little bit some modification of the syllabus, you know, on the road safety, which is under Bahasa Malaysia, you know, in primary schools. We also now conducting a survey and also, you know, doing some modification on the preschools, you know, preschools, okay? And then next year, we're going to have another program, which we call it, also, you know, for students, you know, in next year is secondary schools, also in Bahasa Malaysia. So these are the programs that we have at the moment, I think since 2 years back. So this program, in fact, you know, a little bit, you know, can give us some measurement whether that student is really understand or not about the road safety. That's number one. Number two, we have a campaign. You see, we have a campaign everywhere, You know, either we go to the IPTAs, IPTS, or we go, you know, to the association. Also, we are using, you know, the council that we have, MKJR, also helping us, you know, to do the campaign until, you know, district level up to the national level. So these are the programs that always we do it, you know, just to make people understand and they're aware, you know, about the road safety.
How do you ensure its efficacy?
What we do, we have this program for the education. In fact, we have the MIROS who do the study. So from the beginning when we start, and then we have to measure after the end of the program whether the advocacy or the program that we do, you know, whether effective or not. So MIROS is the one that who do the survey.
How is road safety incorporated into the driving curriculum for new drivers? When new drivers go to take, go to Bengkel or, take their driving test, how is it incorporated into that?
No, in fact, when we draw out into the curriculum, the new curriculum for the driving schools, you know, we call it KPP. So, in fact, JKJ also part and parcel of the committee when we draw out, you know, the curriculums. So, under that curriculum, we are teaching, you know, a lot, you know, about the cars, you know, about attitude, everything. So we hope, you see, by introducing, you know, that curriculum, new curriculum, that we hope the driver, you know, is changing the attitude. That is the main one, you know, that we have. They call it psychometric insight. So we hope, you see, maybe we're going to have another section, you see, want to see whether after the implementation, because I think at the moment we are about 2 years, you know, implement, you know, the JPJ implement. It's not JKJR, JPJ implementing the curriculum, new curriculum. So we hope by then we can see whether that curriculum is really effective or not after 3 years, I guess.
Earlier you talked about youth being involved in this, and according to police statistics, almost half of all deaths fall within the 11 to 25 age group. Do young people drive more recklessly?
No, in fact, you have to look at this way. You see. The young drivers normally is motorbike. Based on our statistics, pediatric statistics, the number of accidents, 60% of it, you know, is a motorcycle. So I think the youngsters, you know, is involving in the motorcycle. They are riding the motorcycles. It's a lot.
However, here, 11 to 25 age group, what accounts for the people who are under 18, who fall below, or under 17 rather, who are below the legal driving age?
With that numbers, I think, we noticed that, you know, that many youngsters, you know, who don't, that maybe we call it illegal, illegal drivers, you know, that they don't have the license. So, in fact, you know, when I joined the JKJR, I want to team up, you know, with JPJ because we had a program where, you know, we want to create the awareness among all these people. It's not only the students, you see. I think the parents also need to be involved, you know, in these programs. Because if the parents, you know, don't allow, you see, the son or daughter, you know, to write, I think the issue, you know, can be addressed immediately.
On the issue of compliance and enforcement of traffic rules, there's a term in road safety studies called POBC, or perception of being caught. Do you have data on whether that score is high or low among Malaysian motorists? Do we have, fear of the perception of being caught?
Okay. What we can see here, during the festival, the POBC is increasing. You know why the figure increased? Because of, as I mentioned earlier, that because the ops. That means, you know, you have
everyone knows, yeah.
You know, you have the offsetting, and somebody is watching you, that means on beside the roads. And then the other one is, you know, that they are patrolling. So these are the method that we can create or we can increase the POBC. So that's why if you are talking about the POBC, if the POBC increases, say like from 50 to 70%, so the number of accidents definitely, I think, has decreased.
A recent high-profile bus crash brought the issue of express bus safety into the spotlight again. Are we doing all we can to stop accidents like this from repeating?
When you are talking about the bus, the other day, we call it the Toro Menora, is it? In fact, I think the step taken, you know, by the SPAD, you know, by JPJ and all other agencies involved, I think the minister also announced that this bus should have, you know, this, they call it the speed limit gadget, you see, to be installed. And then only you can you can monitor, you see, the all these buses. But in fact, if you are talking about the effectiveness of the monitoring, I think maybe, you know, the operator themselves, you know, they should monitor their own buses. It's more effective.
With that cap being set at 90 km for the buses, would something similar be ever implemented for private vehicles?
Private vehicle is very difficult, you know, because you are talking about, because there are two different things, you know, we are talking about private and then the commercial. The commercial, we are talking about bring goods and then also a lot of people, you know, inside, especially like the bus. So when we are talking about 90s and we are concerning about what they bring, whereby the private vehicle, because we have 110, so that's why we allow them, you know, to follow that space, you know. So because we have two different type of handling, you know, this small vehicle and the big vehicle. So that's why, you know, based on that criteria, and then we set the speed limit. That will be the, you know.
So you don't see us having these gadgets installed in our cars as well to limit our speed?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Has the automatic enforcement system improved the cause of road safety since its implementation?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think I love to that if the government install it immediately. Now, because these are the you know, the gadget or the equipment that can increase the PUBC, and then all the drivers, you have to look at the impact, you know, of installing this equipment, because I think based on experience in other countries, you know, like Australia, even in UK, you see, so they have long time ago, and then you see the impact, you know, when they install that. So I think in Malaysia, I think we can see the difference. Even we install now 14 cameras or so, there is some improvement, you see, at that particular area.
We also have a road safety plan 2014 to 2020 in place, which is intended to bring Malaysia on par with developed nations' fatalities index of 2 deaths per 10,000 registered vehicles. Can you outline for us some of the initiatives within this plan?
Okay, in fact, a lot of initiatives that the government do at the moment, you see, to achieve that. Because, number one, as I mentioned earlier, that we need to have more campaign, you know, either, you know, to the schools, you know, even everywhere, you know, that if we have that campaign, and then if we can create the awareness, you see, to all the road users, it's not only, you know, those who are driving, but the pedestrian also need to be educated, you see, to educate people. That means those who are using the roads, you see, that for sure, I think we need to educate them, and we need to create more awareness. That's number one. Number two, we are talking about enforcement. We need to have that more. And then only, you know, we can control all these accidents, you know. And then definitely, I think we also have to look at the engineering part, which is concerning about the type of vehicle that we want to have on the roads. And then the roads condition and so on. So these are the things that I think the government at the moment, you see, is really concerned. And then we do have all the programs. Either you have a short term or you have a long term. And then also, you know, we have to have, you know, that education to the students and to the schools, to our children, you know, that to educate them and then to create more awareness. So in other words, you know, for the future, we hope, you see, by introducing all this program, that our road is safe.
And to sum up, what would your final message be on what we can do to make our roads safer?
I think it's very simple. It's the only one word, I think, that we should take care of our own safety. When you're on the roads, when you're talking about you save yourself and then you also save other people's. That's a very simple message.
Thank you very much, Dato.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been speaking with Dato Arifin Bin Chema, Director General of the Road Safety Department, or JKJR. And in line with that, we've been talking about road safety today on Live and Learn. You've been listening to The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.